reaction to that, and sticking with that story of, I suppose, the lessons that are learned and what's needed to be done and how we are to prevent things going forward. Very interesting column written at the weekend by Dr. David McInerney, retired Garda, who spent 20 years of those working in the Garda Diversity Unit, 3 years working with the United Nations dealing with conflict resolution, and has also served a term as a consultant to the High Commissioner on Human Rights. And he's with me on the line, Dr. David McInerney. Good morning to you, and thanks for joining us this morning.
Morning, Gerry.
You talk in your piece, a very well-written piece, about what's at stake here and how important it is that we get things right. And you kind of have a warning that this week's events will be minor compared to what will happen if we fail to get it right. Could you expand on that?
Well, really, you're talking here about rights of the citizen, rights of people. And I heard you mention about lessons learned. Like, we've learned enough lessons at this stage, I think, as a professional police force. The issue here is that, you know, people have a right to go about their business. People have a right to liberty, to walk the streets, to go about their business, to go to their place of work. Other people have the right to protest. The right to protest is a right that we all have. However, if we abuse our right to protest, the guards must take action. I'm just going off the thing here, Gerry, a second. We talk about policing by consent. We hear this policing by consent all the time. We police by consent. I asked the question, would the people consent to the Gardaí using force on Thursday evening to deal with the protesters or those who are breaking the law? This is the question here. So there's nothing complicated about this. The guards are out there to protect the people. The guards are out there to ensure that people can have a peaceful protest. But once that peaceful protest, once they break that rule of peaceful protest and they start committing crime, the guards must take action. And they take action by using proportionate force to what prevails at the time.
And that then feeds into this question about whether Gardaí feel that they're safe to use proportionate force, as it might be defined, or whether they'll be backed up by management if they use force, or if they had used force on Thursday night and we had seen some scenes of batons and people being hit.
You see, again, Garda management are there to risk assess the situation. The men and women on the ground, the Gardaí on the ground, follow orders, strict orders. They're told how to implement strategy as such, are told what to do. In a case like this here, there's no question of being right or wrong. A Garda must do certain things, and they must abide by the law as well. If I'm going to use my baton, I have to be able to answer these questions. Is my action legal? Am I legally entitled to use my baton on somebody? Is my action necessary? If it is necessary, I can use the baton. However, I must do that proportionately to the threat that prevails. So if people are throwing rocks, or if they're setting places on fire, I will use whatever force I can to try and quell that disturbance, to make sure that the ordinary citizen of this country can enjoy their right to liberty. It's very clear. We don't need inquiries. We don't need anything about this. We're there to protect human rights. That's what it's down to. The human rights of the citizen, the ordinary citizen, the taxpayers of this country going about their business must be protected, as the right of the protester. But if the protester violates their right to peaceful protest, the guards must take action and make arrests to ensure that the rights of those to liberty to go about their business, to go to visit people in hospital, to go to the shops, to do their business, that the guards must ensure their safety to do so.
Yeah. David, you believe that what happened on Thursday night has been building up for a long time?
It has been. I mean, you hear the talk. When you're out there talking to people, you can feel it. A good police officer on the street will feel the tension in the air. It was known for a considerable length of time what was happening here. We saw this with the protests throughout the country, where it was a soft approach constantly. And people see this. And if I'm a protester, and if I'm one of those who is prone to protesting violently, you know, as they say, when the cat's away, the mice will play. If the guards are standing there watching you, abusing, throwing missiles at people, really, and they're getting away with it, well, the next time I come under protest, I'll try something more. I go harder and harder. And we saw it on Thursday night. We saw the results here on Thursday night. with tolerance. There was such a level of tolerance towards protesters, where people weren't prevented. People were prevented going about their business by protesters. That's not acceptable in any civil society.
Yeah, and that happened. I was hearing a reporter talking on Friday in the aftermath of this, and she was on the top of O'Connell Street at the corner of the Ambassador Theatre, as to where there was a line of Gardaí kind of preventing access onto to Parnell Square. And she described the situation unfolding over a number of hours. And one of the things she said, well, the protesters first stopped the Lewis, then they stopped the buses, and then they started phoning other people. She overheard them phoning, get in here, like, almost like, we've got the run of the city, they're not doing anything to us, something's on, let's go for it. So was that where an intervention should have taken place, that once they had stopped the Lewis's, then stopped the buses, started with fireworks, that there should have been a response, perhaps?
Well, there should have been a response either way. People cannot take over the streets. It's very clear. The guards are there to ensure people can enjoy their right to liberty. This is not just about the right of suspects and for the criminals down the courts. Human rights is for everybody. The Constitution of Ireland, the people who drafted a constitution, I heard you saying earlier, would turn in their grave if they saw what's going on here, how that constitution can be abused sometimes. At the end of the day, we saw that, if I go back maybe 20 years to the May Day riots in Dublin here, and this would address some of the of what we're talking about. I remember well where people took over the streets of Dublin City on a bank holiday Monday.
Yeah.
It was a family day. People, you know, we had families out there shopping, going about their business. You had the emergency service who had to take alternative routes because the streets were blocked up with all the protesters. Now, Garda management went out with megaphones and asked the people to desist. They were setting cars on fire. They were causing mayhem. They pleaded with them, please stop this. They wouldn't. Then they called again and said, right, if you don't desist, we're going to have to use force. Guards do not want to use force. Guards don't want to go out hitting people with batons or arresting people. Like, they don't want this. However, the people refused. And the guards took action. They charged and they used force. What happened as a result? It wasn't the protesters who met the rigors of the law. It was the Gardaí who met the full rigors of the law. Many of those guards found themselves suspended from duty immediately.
Yeah.
There was no innocence of proven guilty. There weren't innocent of proven guilty or anything like that. They were just suspended from duty. And then, after an inquiry, they were brought before the Circuit Criminal Court in Dublin. And we saw the results of that trial, where the people spoke out, and those guards were actually acquitted of any wrongdoing. So this is the area here. It's all very fine talking about, you know, rights of this, rights of that. At the end of the day, the Gardaí have to make a call and have to say to themselves, what would any reasonable person consent to? Would they consent to me taking action to ensure that they can go about their daily business? I think they would.
Yeah. Can I ask you, David, what effect do you think the closure of certain Garda stations in parts of Dublin for several years have had on people's sense of maybe impunity? That they can get away with anything? Like Fitzgibbon Street, which would be close to where all this happened, was closed for over a decade before reopening last year. And I suppose also the need, as you talked about as well, for community policing, which you were involved in for many years.
Yeah, well, to answer your question, I suppose I would be quite biased there, because I know from travelling the country, anyone I met would say to me, can we have more Garda presence on the street? Anyone. From farmers, rural areas, to townspeople would say, we want to see more police visibility, we want to feel safe. What happened? They closed down many Garda stations throughout the country. Not just in Dublin, but rural stations where the guards were at the heart of the community. That was taken away. And that's with police from a headquarters station. That decision was made at the time. And again, it happened. And I don't think it was a very good idea. And that's my opinion. Mm.
And on the need for community policing in communities like inner city Dublin, is that lacking, or does that need to be re-examined, do you think?
Well, I mean, it should never even be questioned about lacking. I mean, community policing is what policing is about. It's about being out there, meeting the people, finding out who's living in the community, finding out who's vulnerable, reassuring them of the Garda services that are available to them. This is where you hear everything on the ground. A Garda on the street, listening and talking to the people, reassuring them, is very important. I know this sounds all airy-fairy. At the end of the day, people really, they want to feel safe in society. They want to be able to go to somebody if they feel threatened. They want the protection of the state. That's their constitutional right, their right to liberty, their right to security of the person. These are their minimum rights that are guaranteed under the Constitution. And those rights are not just for those who are charged before the courts. They're for the ordinary people of this country. And that's without any discrimination whatsoever. Everyone's entitled to those rights once they're in this country. And it's up to the police and Garda Síochána to uphold and protect those rights.
Yeah. Yeah, and that situation, I mean, the like you talked about the approach, I mean, there's the rural Garda stations as well, which have been closed last summer in Clare. Protesters were blocking a public roadway. They were allowed to do this. You know, there's a, I won't say softy in terms of maybe the derogative way it might be picked up, but the idea would have been, and I'm not saying this is Drew Harris's idea, or the idea would have been, look, don't inflame a situation. If you go in hard and repressive, you may excite even further protests as a result of that, or you make martyrs of certain people in the far right. Does it have to be judged along those lines? Or have we gone too far the other way?
No, I don't buy that one, Jerry. I'm sorry, I'm too long in the business. You give your reasonable. If a guard is acting legally, we have to think of the ordinary citizen. Can't they go to work? What if there's an emergency, if an ambulance needs to get through, or a fire brigade needs to get through? As a guard, do I stand there looking at this crowd rioting on the street? What right have they got to do that? They are breaking the law. They can peacefully protest, provided they make way for the ordinary person to go about their business. They can protest, and the Garda support them making the protest. But once they violate that, I must take action. There's no excuses here, Jimmy. As I said to you, we can talk on nicely and softly and all the rest. This cannot be tolerated. There's either a Garda force out there doing the job or there's not. And people want this. It's the minimum they expect to go about their business. We see, for example, the shopkeepers there, the shop workers there in Dublin City at the moment. They watch the TV there on Friday. They saw people walking out on bail with free legal aid. That's very fine. They're suspects. We know that. They're innocent until proven guilty. However, many of those before the court had no job. They were receiving social welfare payments. They'll get their bonus at Christmas. They get their double bonus. They get their double bonus in January. Will the shopkeeper get their double bonus? No, they won't. Their pay will be, it'll be a bit lower this year because of the Black Friday. They will have lost millions. Millions will have been lost in the shopping district here in Dublin and around the, well, in Dublin especially.
Particularly,
but
yeah.
And it's goodbye to our big bonus at Christmas for a lot of the workers there. So, you know, it's just not on. We're there to support the ordinary people in this country to go about their business lawfully. Protesters can protest. They have the right here under the Constitution to protest peacefully and within the law. And I'm there as a police officer to make sure one side doesn't violate the rights of the other side. Simply, simple as that.
Do you think, finally, David, that we've reached a turning point here? That the next protest will be policed differently?
I hope it's policed more robustly and fairly, and that people will feel, they will see that the state is protecting their rights. They will feel confident that they can go about their business and that nobody will interfere with their right to liberty and to walk the streets in safety. I would hope this is a turning point, because if we don't get it right now, it's going to get bad. And I just hope this does not happen. Ireland has been a huge welcoming society. You see this. I mean, look at County Kerry, for example. The amount of migrants that have moved into the Kerry area, and they speak highly of the Kerry people. This has been an exceptional demographic change here in Ireland. We've gone from 0.5% of the population ethnic minority in 1996 to today. Nearly in census figures is up to nearly 17%, but I can tell you from unofficial figures we're up to about 20%, and I know this from travelling the country and meeting other migrant communities and the local communities. So really, it's very important now. This is very, we can't afford to make mistakes here. We have a huge minority population here now, as I say to you, we're up to nearly 20%. So we can't allow a right-wing group take over in a violent manner. It's no problem with right-wing groups or left-wing groups, provided they obey the law. They're totally acceptable, provided they obey the law and they don't breach the law. And this is where we must take a stance here and police in a robust fashion to make people feel safe.
All right, listen, look, thanks so much for talking to us on the programme and outlining your views on this. That's Dr. David McInerney, retired Garda, spent many years working with those in the Garda Diversity Unit, with the United Nations as well, giving his view on where he feels things stand.